Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Panthers Report. I'm your host, Brother J-Dub. We got a lot to talk about, and I wish I could come to you with better news. The Carolina Panthers came crashing back to earth Sunday in a 20-10 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Bank of America Stadium here in Charlotte. The loss came 1 week after an uplifting victory over arch-nemesis Atlanta and ended the Panthers' 5-game winning streak over the Bucs in the process. The Buccaneers kept drives alive by converting 10 of 17 third downs. That's an amazing percentage. The Tampa Bay Bucs defense also kept the Panthers off the field by limiting their host to just 2 of 11 third down conversions. Tampa Bay won the time of possession battle by more than 4 minutes. If you win the battle between the tackles, you're going to win the game. Tampa Bay rookie Carnell Cadillac Williams rushed for 111 yards on 29 carries and 2 touchdowns. Overall, the Buccaneers outrushed the Panthers 114 yards to just 82. The Panthers' running game has been more like a non-running game of late. The backs cannot find a groove, and it's going to cost Carolina down the stretch. It was, however, a missed field goal that set the tone for the entire game. Carolina looked impressive on its opening drive, marching 53 yards on 5 plays to set up a 3rd-and-3 at the Tampa Bay 22-yard line. But quarterback Ragin' Cajun Jake Delhomme threw a pass to Deshaun Foster, who had rushed for 30 yards on the drive, and it fell incomplete. Casey then attempted a 42-yard field goal, but it sailed wide left. The Buccaneers seemed to seize control of the game right at that point. After Casey's miss, the Buccaneers converted twice on third down, both on passes to Joey Galloway, who has seen an incredible resurgence in Tampa Bay. And they took the lead on a 14-yard touchdown run by Cadillac, which capped a 54-yard, 8-play drive. On the final drive of the first half, Tampa Bay converted 3 more third downs and settled for a 34-yard Matt Bryant field goal with just 3 seconds remaining to lead 10-0 going into the locker room. The second half started out well for the Panthers. Carolina held Tampa Bay to a 3-and-out on their first possession, then drove to the Buccaneers' 39-yard line, where they faced 3rd-and-2. Seems pretty possible, doesn't it? But Steven Davis was limited to no gain on 2 consecutive plays, and the Buccaneers drove down the Panthers' throat for another field goal to extend the lead to 13-0. Carolina answered with a field goal drive of their own, and once again held Tampa Bay to 3-and-out on the first drive of the fourth quarter. But once again, the Panthers came up empty when Delhomme was intercepted by Rondae Barber at the Buccaneers' 7-yard line. Barber returned it 35 yards to the Tampa Bay 42, and when Williams capped a 58-yard drive with a 10-yard touchdown run, the outcome was pretty much decided. To give some Tampa Bay props, it was a day full of milestones for Barber, who, fresh off a 3-pick outing in Baton Rouge just a week before, made his 100th consecutive start for the Buccaneers. On Carolina's next possession after this interception, Barber blitzed and sacked Delhomme basically untouched for a loss of 12 on third down, killing a potential scoring drive. That was Barber's 20th career sack, making him the first cornerback in NFL history to record at least 20 career interceptions and 20 career sacks. He is just the 7th player overall to reach both of those individual levels in the 2 glamour stats on defense. Tampa Bay moved into a tie with Carolina with this victory, although the Buccaneers enjoy an edge with a 3-1 division record compared to Carolina's 2-2. That means the Buccaneers control their own destiny, and the Panthers now need help to win the NFC South. Carolina plays New Orleans in Baton Rouge, Louisiana next Sunday. The Saints defeated the Panthers 23-20 in the season opener at Bank of America Stadium. I don't think that game surprised anyone because that was an emotional game. New Orleans was destined to win that game. Now let's take a look at these much-beleaguered Saints. Quarterback Aaron Brooks has thrown for 3,810 yards this season with a 21-16 touchdown-to-interception ratio. Running back Deuce McAllister is quietly having a very strong season, already amassing 1,074 yards and 9 touchdowns. Then you look at one of the loudest mouths in football, wide receiver Joe Horn is right where a receiver of his caliber should be, with 1,399 yards receiving and 11 touchdown strikes. The Saints' defense has left a lot to be desired this year, but it's very hard to find rhythm when you're moving every other week. Cornerback Tabucky Jones leads the team in tackles with 101, and safety Mike McKenzie leads all New Orleans defenders with 5 picks. The defensive line of the Saints, however, has been getting pressure on the quarterback, and that might be bad news for Delhomme. Defensive end Darren Howard has 11 sacks on the year, and his other end counterpart, Charles Grant, has 10.5 sacks. The Carolina offensive line better eat its Wheaties next week, but one big plus is that New Orleans has a short week this week, having played division rival Atlanta on Monday night. Well, that's another edition of the Carolina Panthers Report. I'm your host, Brother J-Dub. Check back next week to www.isportscaster.com for another edition of the Carolina Panthers Report. See you next week.